All right, main effects. A main effect is described based on marginal means. For a particular main effect, the marginal means are the mean of each combination of that IV averaging across conditions of the other two IVs. If the three-way is significant, then you have to check whether the pattern of the main effect is descriptive or misleading. You can tell where I copied this text from, by comparing the main effect pattern to the pattern of each simple effect of that IV for each combination of the other two IVs. This is why I write things down for you and don't expect you to either listen and memorize them forever or waste time writing them down. So if we're looking at the main effect of practice, I got to take the average of all of the one practice conditions and the average of all of the 10 practice conditions. Two left pointies. 75 is way bigger than 52.5. Now we know we have a three-way. Because we have a three-way, for this main effect to be descriptive, probably for this statement to be interesting at all, it has to be true for every combination of familiarity and difficulty. Because this marginal mean is a weird sumbitch. That is a combination of people who had easy and difficult tasks. Out of all the kinds there are, we operationalized one particular thing and called it easy and one particular thing and called it hard. Now we average those together as if that meant anything. And we've also got it for people who had familiar and unfamiliar tasks. So this marginal mean is an aggregate of these four things. And while each of those four things represents a target population, I'm not entirely sure what their aggregate represents. So neither of the marginal means that are part of my main effect probably represent anybody I care about, but the effect could still be interesting if it simplifies the world by being descriptive. So if everywhere I look, there's a practice effect with 10 doing better than 1, then that main effect, while still not interesting in terms of population description, is a little more interesting as a generalizable statement. Everywhere I looked, I found the practice effect. But in order to say that, I have to check first. So I have to look at every combination of task difficulty and task familiarity. And when I look at every combination, I see that I went 3 for 4. I cannot say that everywhere I look, I got a practice effect, because I didn't for familiar, easy tasks. How are we doing? Because remember, there's two reasons that a main effect might be interesting. The marginal means represent populations you care about, or in the absence of that, it's a generalizable statement. Okay? And I know that's hard, and it gets harder with three ways, and we will continue to rep that.